Here's a question most of us never think about when we renew our membership. Who runs the organization that answers the phone when Washington comes after General Aviation? I'm Tower, and this is ADIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're not talking about a new airplane or a fresh accident report. We're talking about paperwork, bylaws, governance. I know how that sounds. Stay with me. Because the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and this one lands closer to home than you'd think. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, the largest general aviation membership group in the world, has put a set of proposed changes to its bylaws in front of its members. There's a vote coming in September, and these changes would touch how trustees get elected, how long they can serve, and how you, the member, get to weigh in. That's the news reported this week by AV Web. Now let's do what we do here. Let's figure out what it actually means for you. But first, a quick word from the people keeping the lights on. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's talk about what a bylaw actually is, because that word gets thrown around like everyone went to law school. A bylaw is the rulebook an organization writes for itself. It's not federal regulation. The FAA has nothing to do with this. This is AOPA deciding how AOPA governs AOPA, who sits on the board, how they get there, how long they stay, and what say the membership has in the process. Think of it as the operating limitations for the organization itself. And just like the limitations in your pilot's operating handbook, most people never read them until something goes wrong. So here's what's on the table. The first piece is trustee elections. AOPA is governed by a board of trustees. These are the people who set the direction of the organization, who hire and hold accountable the leadership, and who ultimately decide which fights the association picks on your behalf. The proposal would change how those trustees are elected. The second piece is term limits. How long can a single trustee serve before they have to step aside? Term limits are one of those things that cut both ways, and I want to be fair about that. Longer terms give you continuity and deep institutional knowledge. Shorter terms give you fresh perspective and guard against a board that grows too comfortable. Reasonable pilots can land on either side of that one. The third piece, and this is the one I'd circle on your kneeboard, is member voting. The proposal would alter how members participate in these decisions. When you change the mechanics of who votes and how, you're changing where the power sits in the organization. That is the heart of the matter. Now, this affects you if you carry an AOPA card in your flight bag, and a lot of you do. Here's why it matters beyond the abstract. When there's a proposal to close a reliever airport, AOPA shows up. When the FAA floats a rule on medical certification, or basic med, or an equipment mandate, OOPA is in the room writing the comments and working the hearings. When your home field gets a tower privatization proposal or a new fee structure, that association is often the counterweight. So the question of who steers that organization is not academic. The board sets the priorities. The priorities decide which battles get fought, and those battles decide what your flying looks like 5 and 10 years down the road. Let me flag something clearly, and I'll tell you when I'm giving you my read versus the facts. The fact is this. There is a proposal and there is a vote in September. AOPA's leadership is presenting these changes as modernization, bringing the governance structure up to date with how the organization operates today. Here's my read, and I'm labeling it as opinion. Anytime an organization changes the rules about how its own leaders are chosen and how members vote, the members owe it to themselves to actually read the proposal. Not the summary, not a talk radio host version of it, including mine, the actual text, because governance changes are quiet. They don't come with an engine failure or a dramatic photo. They pass on a low turnout vote while everyone's busy flying. And then years later, people wonder how the organization ended up where it did. I'm not telling you how to vote. That's genuinely not my job, and it's not this show's lane. What I'm telling you is to vote at all. Informed. So here's what you need to know, and here's what to do about it. 1. If you're an AOPA member, watch your inbox and your mailbox for the official voting materials. This is happening in September. That's next month. It is not far away. 2. Read the proposed language directly from AOPA. Go to the source. Understand what's changing about trustee elections, what the new term limit structure would be, and specifically how your voting rights would change. That third one is the one to understand cold 3. Ask questions before you cast a ballot. AOPA is a member organization. That means the leadership answers to you, not the other way around. If something in the proposal isn't clear, that's not your failure to understand. That's their job to explain. And 4, whatever you decide, participate. A bylaw change that passes because only a sliver of the membership bothered to vote is a bylaw change nobody really chose. Turnout is the whole ballgame in a member vote. Let me widen the lens for a second, because there's a bigger lesson here for all of us. General aviation punches above its weight in Washington precisely because it's organized. A single pilot writing a letter is easy to ignore. 300,000 pilots speaking through one association is not. That collective voice is one of the reasons we still have the freedom to pre-flight an airplane on a Saturday morning and go fly without asking permission from anyone. But a collective voice only works if the collective is actually driving it. Governance is the steering. And steering only matters if someone's got their hands on the yoke. So, no, this isn't the flashiest story we'll cover this week. Nobody's gonna make a movie about a bylaws vote. But the freedom to fly is protected by a lot of unglamorous work, and this is exactly that kind of work. Pay attention to it. This story was reported by AVWeb, and the proposal itself comes straight from AOPA, where you can read the full text and find your voting materials. You'll find more of what we cover over at RadioHanger.com. That's the board for now. Read the fine print. Mark your ballot and keep the shiny side up. This is Tower, signing off.